Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili dog.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Great drop. Fun times, sweet spot on a Friday at Choctaw Casino and Resort, up 75 Durant, Oklahoma, and at 3 o'clock, bingo, ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Abnormal Monto.
Bingo. Let's go.
Thank you, ham.
Like, I can hear the point in that audio.
Yeah, the
bingo.
Like the air guns.
Yeah, he nailed it. Well, I nailed it. Then he co-signed it, I guess. I will say hello to the hard line, Bob, Dave.
Dave.
And look who's in the big chair. Little Lando.
What's happening?
Lando.
Right to the power chair.
Yeah, I thought I would see Dave over there, and you sit here.
No, I am Corby today. So I take Corby's chair. And I'm going to take his laid-back pose, if I may.
But is your phone off? That's the question.
I double-checked it before I came in here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I had a very norm-like week last week while filling in for the Musers.
Just
crushed it so hard you'll make the Radio Hall of Fame?
You broke all your ribs?
You got wheeled around by some old dude?
Bring me coffee, EA.
He's trying to get you right now. Not working, though.
However, it was Bob that got a sandwich, not Lando, in honor of Corby.
You're making him up in the aggregate.
But it was a...
Like when you lose Giambi.
Unlike Corby, it was a non-witch.
Oh, you didn't go for the bread?
Non? Indian non?
No, he went for the un-witch. The lettuce sandwich.
It's not a non-witch, it's an un-witch, isn't it?
The bitch witch. So you got a wrap. A lettuce wrap.
Yeah. Which, can I be honest?
Please.
What's wrong with them?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, they're good.
Like, whoever invented, like, you can have a cheeseburger, but instead of a bun, it's lettuce?
I think you're just taking chances with the lettuce.
Yeah, I would steer away from lettuce these days.
Okay, I realize it's been a rough week for lettuce.
It makes things more exciting.
You're buying low on lettuce right now.
Big lettuce is having a problem.
There's
right
never
now.
Been a diarrhea outbreak from hamburger buns, I'm guessing.
Probably not.
But
well, let us know, if you will.
In a calorie counting world,
it makes it a little sloppier to eat. Yeah. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree.
But so much healthier.
You're not missing that much, unless it's like fantastic bread, which you don't get at most sandwich shops anyway.
Sandwich emporiums.
Yeah.
Today is Friday, July 24th. The 205th day of 2026.
First 100 days. Brothers.
Will.
160 days are left in the year. It is National Drive-Thru Day.
Ham.
He has his spots around here.
Yeah, you're on the Christmas card list of Church's Chicken employees.
And Ham, don't you have specific days you get specific things?
I've broken that cycle.
Oh,
you're maturing? Changing.
Yeah.
It used to be Jesus Chicken on Mondays, Wawa on Tuesdays, Wednesdays was Sonic, Thursday was Spinach Chicken, and then Fridays was pizza.
Hell yeah. Do you have the apps for all of those places so you don't have to go through the drive-thru? You can just
pretty much
go right in? Yeah, that's the way to go.
And I got so many points, I'm pretty much eating for free.
And do you...
Why'd you dance around some names and then just name Sonic?
Between that...
bought in on Sonic?
Between that and all the gift cards, you're living right, Ham.
Yeah, he is.
Bingo. Bingo.
Do you have, like, the AI auto program on Friday that it calls the place and orders for you?
I have a lady, like, at the corndog place, if I will. I don't even need to put in my stall I go into. She just walks out and hands it to me before I can even pull up.
I've been meaning to ask you guys, do you have a corndog place?
You know, I was just...
I was wondering what it was because he said a name earlier, but then he... switched it around on us.
I've been actually looking for a new
corn dog
one.
Monty, I just put that on my mental to-do list, is find a corn dog place
this
weekend.
Yeah, I'm not happy with my current one, so I'm shopping around corn dog places.
Are you in the market for a corn dog place? Hi, Bob Sturm here.
For corn dog, yeah, but your corn dog's wrapped in lettuce.
Oh. It's hard to fry lettuce.
It's going to be tough to pull that off.
That's not good. You know, my late great friend Manny got fired from corn dog on a stick.
Oh, no.
Way to go, Lando. What?
So let's start with, is corn dog on a stick a place?
Yeah, yes. It's like a mall food court place.
Okay. Why did he get fired?
I think he was just a terrible employee.
He forgot to put the corn dogs on the stick.
Was he dipping into the profits?
It was just the sticks he was giving away.
I do like that you're honoring his legacy, though.
Yes.
There's always money in the banana stand, too. Don't forget.
Great show. On this date in the year...
Shout
1967. The Beatles signed a petition in the Times to legalize marijuana.
Okay.
Like, look, the Beatles are saying it's okay.
What year? Were bigger than Jesus, so why not?
What year?
Taken 67. Out of context, John.
Hey. Yeah, they were way ahead of their time.
We need to get in the circle.
Is this before or after the trip to India?
This was probably before.
Will the remaining Beatles sign a petition to keep my sleep gummies on the market?
Sure.
Ringo would, for sure.
Like we're down
Bulb needs to sleep. Bulb needs to sleep.
We're down to a week. They need to act quickly.
We need to hear from Paul and Will Connerly later. You guys are crushing it.
Just a podcast?
Yeah. On this date in 1969...
Beatles are a band.
The Apollo 11 astronauts, two of whom... the first humans to set foot on the moon, splashed down safely in the Pacific.
Super gay.
Pretty awesome.
We brought him home. In the year 2005, Lance Armstrong wins his 7th Tour de France.
He was so great in dodgeball.
One name.
You couldn't even tell he only had one ball.
Ball.
Ball. He fought through it.
First
Morning,
couple of
brothers.
Days.
Oh, hey. Hey, Will.
On this date in the year 2008, Nancy Lieberman makes a one-game appearance for the Detroit Shock at the age of 50.
That's the hardline zone.
The toxic shock?
Boy, right there on the tee. Had to swing. She signed a 7-day contract earlier in the day. She had 2 assists and 12 turnovers.
Mm. Ooh, 12.
No, sorry, 2 turnovers.
Oh.
In the year 2014, this is why Corby's not here, Ray Rice receives a 2-game suspension from the NFL following his off-season arrest for domestic violence.
Which was caught on video.
Right.
He only got 2 games. It was way more violent than 2 games were.
Yeah. And I think Corby had Roger Goodell thrown in Guantanamo Bay for this, and nothing ever happened. And in the year 2022, wild monkey attacks at least 42 people, including in their homes in Yamaguchi City, Japan.
What?
Including police... in their homes?
Oh, yeah. Leading police to be armed with tranquilizer guns.
It's a monkey!
This has been a busy week for monkeys on this station.
It's been a big monkey news week.
Yeah, right.
A huge monkey news week.
It's a
would
slow
you subscribe
sports time.
To that okay. Monkey Newsweek?
Yes, yeah,
absolutely.
That would bring magazines back. We have Monkey Newsweek.
Just fathers from all over the area in their recliner when they get home from work.
Yeah.
Just want to read Monkey News before dinner.
Yeah. Maybe Newsweek will just pivot.
Right.
Yeah. Well, team up with the Gorilla Channel.
Well, the Onion's gone now, so.
Oh, well, chimpanzee, that Monkey News.
It took over InfoWars.
I heard that in forever.
That's a good bit.
A couple of cumulus birthdays. Today is the birthday of Brian Munda in sales.
Old Mundy.
Sales beef.
Famunda.
Also today, the birthday of one Mark Elfenbein.
Hey. Right there. Right there.
Maybe one day he'll get his wish.
Get up.
And have
right
a
there.
Completely segregated All-Star game.
I hope you had a good schmear this morning.
Not on my field.
He probably wears a special cologne today.
Yeah.
No, it's
just
the same
one extra
one.
Spray.
It's the same
one. I don't think you can wear more than he does on a normal day-to-day basis.
I actually have a theory that he ran out of that cologne in 2008, but the lingering...
the half-life?
Yes.
Not worn off.
Just part of him now.
Do you think when he applies the cologne, he does all the pulse points and then he lifts the sack and does the taint?
Gosh. Jeez. I don't know. I haven't thought about it, if I'm being honest with you.
He just hunches down.
Yes.
It is a pulse point.
A semi-squat.
We'll ask him Sunday. Dave, I had a question for you, Elf. Do you pull your sack back?
Do you move your schmageggy?
And where do you put it? No. Right there? Hey, Monty.
Oh.
Today is my birthday. I hope you, Ham, and DJ are back to full strength after having to pick up 10 of the Muser's 120 days of vacation. My leaders are Lando's broken ribs.
Okay.
Dave when he shoehorns in rooster jokes.
No, he missed Thank one you. Already.
And the number one silver lab in Denton County, Gunner Dunham.
Oh, the greatness.
Drop request. Well. Gordon's asking, can I ask a question? Followed by a Ham's choice of a wheels off Gordon question. Love you all from Nick.
Happy birthday.
I have a birthday, Monty.
Oh, hey, Dave.
I'm not going to use this as an opportunity to shoehorn in a penis joke. Although, this person would appreciate it if I did. One of my musician buddies, Eric Martin. It's his birthday today. He's an enormous P1. Happy birthday, Eric.
Absolutely happy birthday.
He listens every day. He DMs me all the time.
Dearest Ticket Gente, today is my Moose at Johnston birthday. I was not woken up in that special way as I am dead inside. My leaders are Mushmouth Thomas, Russian Bob, and Sunday Whip. Drop request is simply, let's bunt. I yearn for you from Matthew McCarthy. P.S. More poker talk.
More than
you
none?
You guys are first on the deck here.
More yeah,
than,
Bob.
More than zero?
yeah, anything more. Let's bunt.
Are you more of a river guy or a turn guy? 7-8-7-13-10.
There's too much flopping in poker.
I had runner, and the river effed me. It sucks.
Can I ask a question?
Let's.
Yeah, Gordon.
Do you give your mom an orgasm?
Put on your red shoes and
no.
Up the bat.
I remember when that drop was born.
Let's bunt.
You think DJ's in Europe right
runner
now getting just.
Needs to be moved.
Accosted everywhere he goes as the Les Bunce guy.
Maybe, yeah, that's just a massive hit in the UK.
Yeah, he's like Hasselhoff in Germany.
He's preaching the gospel of moving the runner over.
And he's in the back of a car wearing sunglasses with just thousands of women trying to like,
like the
get into
team.
The vehicle.
The dream team in Barcelona trying to walk to dinner.
Yeah.
Trying to cram their panties in the cracked window.
Steve Grogan, 73. Carl Malone, 63. Ham. Barry Bonds, 62.
Bingo.
Nick Nurse, 59.
Future Mavericks head coach.
Rick Fox. Somebody got the right vowel. Is 57.
He was married to Vanessa Williams, right?
Sounds right.
And in the movie He Got Game, I believe.
And he was an Oz for sure.
Okay.
Bingo.
Oh, got the approval from him. Jamie Langenbrunner, 51.
Number 15.
Lipper.
Acne Lancet Sooner.
Patrice Bergeron, 41. Mike Pouncey, 37.
Center.
One of the brothers, Pouncey.
Brothers.
Kyle Kuzma, 31. And Joe Mixon, Corby, 30.
First
Morning,
couple
brothers.
Of days. Joe Mixon's birthday on Ray Rice Day.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
So, makes sense.
Can we just do this one thing now that Giannis is not in our city anymore? Can we get Kyle Kuzma off my team? Can we do that? Like, regrettably, it was a last-ditch effort.
Opinion.
I know it's his birthday.
Save this for 5:15.
Do you want to make a trade with Billy?
For literally nothing. Please just... send us some wristbands.
Four.
Please send LeBron to Milwaukee. Robert Hayes, of Airplane 79.
I don't know, man. He can get a title in Philly, bro.
Yeah, have you ordered your Sixers jersey yet, Monty?
I got a couple of a 2 and a 3XL stitched together. It'll work.
How many titles has Jordan won in Philadelphia?
None.
Ooh.
Michael Richards, 77. Linda Carter, 75. Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez, 57. And gorgeous.
And gorgeous.
Rose Byrne, 47.
Hot. She's great.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Elizabeth Moss of Mad Men and Handmaid's Tale, 44.
Greatness.
She is greatness.
She had some up tops, too.
I just heard from the gallery of EA behind me, he just went ugly.
It doesn't fit his high standards.
Not hot enough.
What is that?
EA, you need to lower your
It body. Does beg the question, can someone be a great actress and not up to EA's look standards?
Is there anyone on the planet with a bigger spread between their number and the number they would accept?
More at 550.
She's throwing herself at EA on the cruise, and he's throwing her off the boat. Kaylee Spaney, 28. Born this day, now dead, Gallagher.
I want to smash some fruit.
Legend. Saw him in concert. Or
he died in Louisville, right?
At Hat Tricks?
Yeah.
And Amelia Earhart. Down the State Still Dead, Martin Van Buren.
Van Buren.
Peter Sellers.
That sounded a little slurry.
Hilarious.
That was him.
Peter Sellers is great.
Martin Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren. Hulk Hogan, 1 year ago today, down the State.
Oh, Bob.
Man, what a week.
And it says here, this can't be right, in 1993, James Jordan, father of Michael Jordan?
Yeah, he was murdered, Monty. Let's do some jokes.
I wonder why. That's why it says it's like.
Well, Grego, I don't know why. Sometimes people get murdered.
Anyway, did LeBron send a bad tweet today or something?
Bye, Monty.
We'll let you guys go.
Bye,
stay
Justin.
Healthy, stay away from his COVID. Dad never got murdered, Monty.
Bye,
we don't know who his dad is.
Bye, Choctaw. Ooh!
From the TSU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, this is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.